Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
I know you see me like some wide-eyed dreamer. Just rolled in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside, well, I look fragile. But on the inside, there's something you can't crush. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to break, like the ground I grew up on. You may fool me and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long. Yeah, I'm country strong. Well, I have weathered cold winters and longer summers without a drop of rain. You push me in a corner and I'll come out fighting. Well, I may lose, but I always keep my faith. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to break, like the ground I grew up on. You may
to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and that was Roger Hughes on guitar and myself doing our rendition of Country Strong. I'm broadcasting live tonight from beautiful Golden, Colorado, looking out at Lookout Mountain, the lights on the mountain, and the countdown for the School of Mines and them to get out on their winter break. And the snow is coming in tonight. We've had a beautiful week. We've been spoiled. We've had unusually warm seasonal weather, 75 degrees, 70 degrees have been out every day that I can outside, walking in it, looking at the mountains. But snow's coming tonight and it's supposed to keep us cold through Sunday, snow through Sunday. So I guess we're going to pay the price. But I appreciate you tuning in tonight. I have a special show for you. Every Thursday is a special show. I broadcast live every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight I have a special guest joining me in just a few minutes. Her name is Alicia. That's what she goes by. And came across her music. She's been in the music industry for years and years and years, but I came across her music and I'm thrilled to share it with you tonight. And to find out more about Alicia and what inspires her and where she got her love for music. And so I'll be sharing her music with you tonight as well. If you ever miss a show, just go to julierichardsonmusic.com, navigate to the radio page and click on the show that you've missed or you'd like to hear, and you can listen anytime at your leisure for free. So just take a listen afterwards if there's somebody you've missed or want to catch up on some of the special guests I've had or listen into Alicia's interview at another time, you can certainly do that. I'm going to play Let Me Be There.
let me be there. Watching you grow and going through the changes in your life, that's how I know I always wanna be there. Whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on, here I am. Whenever you call, you know I'll be there. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night, let me change whatever's wrong and make it right.
Make it right.
Let me take you through that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there.
Of Let Me Be There, an Olivia Newton-John song. And I just wanted to tell you tonight how much it meant to me, all the great birthday wishes. So my birthday was December 7th, and I had a wonderful birthday despite the pandemic. And I had an outpouring of just love and friendship, and I just wanted to thank all of you for that. Cards and gifts and just everything imaginable, and just hundreds of Facebook well wishes, and it just really meant a lot to me. It made my day special. It's kind of hard turning 49 years old and you're feeling old, and then you get all that love about pouring out. So thank you so much for the birthday cards and the presents, and the most importantly, just the well wishes. I really appreciate it. This next song is a favorite of mine, and it's called Always On My Mind. It was happy to share it with you. you so much for tuning in to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson, your host, and I'm glad that I'm on your mind tonight and you're tuning in live if you can. I appreciate it more than you know because I have a very special guest with me this evening, and I'm super excited to get to know this singer because she's incredibly talented. And I found out reading her bio that we have a lot in common, and I can't wait to interview her, but I'm going to share with you a song to start us this night, singing "I'm Leaving Now."
You can keep this big old house you built. You can keep the fancy car. You can keep the dog to keep you warm when you get home from the bar. You can keep the pictures on the wall so you see just what you lack. 'Cause I'm leaving now and I won't be coming back. You can have our old home movie, the couch in my chair. Thought of staying one more day is more than I can bear. You've left me here alone at night, so much I can't keep track. So I'm leaving now and I won't be coming back. I remember all your promises when I said I'd be your wife. You said that you'd be true to me and love me all your life. So keep this pretty negligee and this golden wedding band to remind you what you're missing. 'Cause I have to go.
To our radio show, and that was the artist of that song, I'm Leaving Now, and the artist of many other songs, and I can't wait to share them with you. Good evening, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, Julie. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and I've been playing your music each week, and just happy to get to know more about you and to share you, obviously, you know, where what you've been doing and your music with my listeners and just to get your music out there. I'm just, I can't tell you how much it means to me. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate it so much. You know, I am so blessed. I've had so many people who have offered to play my music and put it out there. And I try so hard to listen to as many shows as I can. And I run out of me, you know, so I haven't been able to listen like I would like to, including your show. And I'm so glad you contacted me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's what I was saying when I first started the show. There's a lot of people that can't listen live or, you know, they have so much going on. In fact, I think I'm busier now than I ever was before the pandemic, which is interesting. But, you know, if you miss a show, they can always go to my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and click on the radio page. And there's your button will be there right after this show. They'll have a link and they can go back and listen to any of the shows that I've done this season. So it's kind of cool, but I'm just excited because
I think it's awesome.
Thanks. And, you know, the whole idea was not just about my music, but to get the music of other independent music artists like yourself out there and, you know, have listeners from all over the world find out more about you.
You know, I have found, and it's amazing to me, I grew up listening to mainstream media, of course, because that's all we had. And, of course, now we have the Internet. And it's amazing to me how many just mega-talented people there are out there, not just young people, even older people who have fantastic music. Everything about it is just over the top. And mainstream media doesn't play it. And I'm hoping that we can change that. I've been talking with Bobby Newton with the Academy of Western Artists, and we're going to try to bring that up to the same level so that that can now become the new mainstream.
Well, I think that's an amazing idea because you're right. You know, when I moved to Nashville, everybody sang and everybody played, and it was just top talent. And they were just unknowns, and they were like, you know, they couldn't get their music out there because it's so political with the larger record companies and so forth. And
sure.
You know, but it's definitely a lot of talent out there, and I think we're putting the spotlight on that talent on shows like mine that, like you said, on the Internet. We've got six continents. We've got people from all over the world now finding out about our radio show and tuning in, and there's definitely a market for it.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's going to be people such as you, the disc jockeys and the station owners of these, what is known now as Internet radio stations, who are going to make that big difference. And I think we can do it. And we're fighting big dollars and we're fighting, you know, the norm. But it's not a fight we can't win.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think if we get the listener, that's the key. If we get the people behind us that love the country music, the way, you know, the way it should be done and the way it used to be done. And, you know, just some people that's opening up their pocketbooks and taking their hard-earned dollar and they're spending it on our CDs and our shows and different things. And, you know, if we just have that listener to tune in, we could turn the tide really quickly.
And I am so looking forward to that. That's on the top of my bucket list.
I love it. My bucket list is pretty long, but it's, you know, this is one thing I'd always wanted to do is have a radio show. And I just thought this is perfect. You know, I can keep my music going out there and then I get to meet wonderful people and help share their music and just educate people about all the talent that is out there like yourself. And, you know, everybody always loves to hear how you got your start and your inspiration. I know your mom was a huge support for you and obviously inspiration and helping you to learn to sing and harmonies and so forth. I'd love for you to tell our listeners, you know, who you are,
well,
where you came from. And
because my mom was just awesome. I've told this story so many times. When I was young, we didn't have, you were talking about your birthday. You're going to be 49. Hey,
I was 49 on December 7th.
Well, listen, I'm quite a bit older than you are. And I will tell you, you are still in the prime. But in my day, we didn't have the modern conveniences that everybody has now. We didn't have dishwashers and things like that. So my job was to dry dishes. And I would grumble and gripe and fuss about it. Mama said, "Now listen. I want to sing this song, and I want you to learn it, and then I'm going to sing alto." Well, I had no idea what alto was, didn't care what alto was, didn't matter.
Yeah.
But when she sang it, it was beautiful, and so I learned it, and when she added the harmony, it was magic. It was absolutely magic, and I wish we had had recorders then, like we do now. Everybody has a phone, and they can record anything, anytime, but she...
Sure.
Was amazing. She was always so encouraging. She always told me, "You can do anything you want to do. You are that smart. You can do anything." Well, I don't know that I agree with that, but she gave me that ambition to jump in there with both feet and just give it a whirl, you know? And I'm now almost 72. I'll be 72 Christmas Day, and this is my first professional album.
Well, it's amazing, too. I mean, if it's a culmination of your lifelong, you know, accomplishments.
I've recorded all my life, but it hasn't been professional. It's been in home studios and with other people, and I did 18 years live three nights a week with Holiday Inn, and you know, so music is not new to me, but the professional recording industry, to go to Nashville to cut a record, to me was like, oh wow. You know, I was just still wild-eyed like a child. And I'll tell you, Kurt Ryle with Big Matador Records there in Nashville, well, Clarksville, actually. I called him a slave driver, and he truly was, but he was a kind slave driver. Everything was honey and baby, and let's check that one out again. And he was awesome, and he pulled things out of me that I didn't know I could still do. And he is just fantastic. And I have so many wonderful friends who have encouraged me there in the Nashville area. And I'm hoping I come up in January. That's what I'm shooting for, to get to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love that. I mean, I'm based in Colorado. I used to live there.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, and in fact, you know what? I was a member of ROPE. You're a member of the Reunion of Professional
yes.
Entertainers Group, and I was a
yes.
member for years as well, and that was something else we had in common. Not only do we have in common that we both had moms who supported us and really helped us with our, you know, encouraging us that we could do anything that we put our minds to, and, you know, but I'm also a member of ROPE, and I was in Nashville
awesome.
Since 2008. You know, I recorded my first professional CD with Midnight Special Records under Marty Martell's direction, and
okay.
you know, several CDs after that. And when my husband died in 2013, I had to move back here to Colorado, but I was going back and forth because I was writing the book on John Hobbs. And so
mm-hmm.
you know, I spent a lot of time on in Nashville until this pandemic, and I haven't been able to get back literally in the last year or more, and I'm just itching to go. But I plan on spending a lot more time there once this lifts again and we can get back on the road.
I hope it does soon. I have a feeling that after all of the chaos is over, that it's just going to mysteriously disappear. I really do.
Well, I hope so. You know, I think there's
I
a lot
so
of factors,
too.
And I just want everyone to get back to normalcy and start saving
whatever
some lives
is.
Out there. Yeah, whatever that new
you
normal
know,
is.
I've wondered. I've wondered many times, will we ever see normal as we saw it? And I don't know. But I think with people like you and me and so many that I know, I think we can. It's going to
yeah.
take a lot of effort and hanging in there, doing what we feel is right, and just ducking our heads and going for it.
Yeah, and helping each other out. You know, I think that sense of,
mm-hmm.
You know, helping each other instead of going against each other is going to go a long
Absolutely.
Way in the future to making us a United States again. But anyway, I could go on and on about that. But I also saw in your biography, and I lit up because it said that you competed in horse shows when you were young.
I did.
And I did.
I was a barrel racer and a showman. I did all that stuff.
Oh, I love it. See, I've been in horses since I was really little. So, you know, for me, it's just like I saw that in your biography and I was like, oh my gosh, she's a horse girl like me. She's a singer.
Do you know what stopped that? You're going to love this story. What stopped that was about 10 years ago. I was still riding. And at that time, I'd not competed in a long time, but we still did a lot of trail riding. And I was going down the little power line right away. You're familiar with that, to meet my daughter. And I was on this older horse that was just an old horse, big, big, big old horse. And he stumbled a lot. And I felt him, and I thought, oh, please don't stumble. And about that time, he started to go down. I thought, oh, please don't go down.
Oh, no.
And we were loping along, and then I felt it, and I went, oh, please don't fall on me. We did a forward roll. He rolled over me and back over me. And everybody said, you got to get back on. You got to get back on. And I did twice, and I was petrified because I found I don't bend anymore. I break. And I thought, why do I need to get back on? I really don't need to get back on. But we have one horse left. He's an old roping horse. He's now 32.
Oh,
and
wow.
just, I spent half of my day today trying to get him back in the fence because he kept finding a way to get out. So that's what my day's been like all day.
Well, I had a horse. He was 32 when I had to put him down, but I had him 21 years and we did it all, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, I've only fallen twice and actually three times because I fell recently.
Me too.
But I fell
twice. That's the same
with
me, three times total.
Yeah. But I fell because of my saddle issues. So that I don't really count that because it was like I forgot to tighten the girth and I fell. And then the second time is I caught my leg on the back of the cantle of the horse, you know, the saddle, and I fell. So that doesn't count when the horse isn't moving. But I had a similar incident. I play in polo. The horse slipped after a goal, slipped on the grass, and we both went down, and she fell right on top of me. And, you know, I had to get back up.
You learn a whole
new
meaning of crush, don't you? That word becomes really, really front and center. You never know what crush means until you're under a horse.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, and then, of course, they make you get back on. And I remember that, you know, I won this. We won, and all I got was a picture frame with a polo mallet on it. And I thought, no, I nearly got killed for a picture frame. So, but I still ride.
But,
still ride. I still love horses.
It was worth it.
Oh, it was really worth it. That was the last polo game that I played. But So I get it.
Well, I will ride again. I will ride again, but it's going to be maybe at some little riding stable where they've got these old horses that do nothing but just kind of walk along.
Nose
and
to
I
tail.
Just sit up there.
Yep, and sightsee and take pictures. That's it.
Now you got it. You got it.
Hey, I'm also intrigued. Like, you ran your own TV show. You hosted your own TV show, Alicia's Music Room, and then you're a co-host of the Columbus Show. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, it was so interesting, and I learned a lot about things that you don't know, about how you have to time everything out just right, almost to the second, and it takes a lot of planning. But the thing that I wanted to do at that time, when Oprah was first getting on the air and everybody was watching the Oprah Show, that was something to watch. So I wanted to put together something like what eventually became America's Got Talent or something like You Can Be a Star and Oprah Show. And so what I did was bring in people from the area who were aspiring artists or already performing, and I let them tell about their lives, how they got the inspiration, who was their star, who was their inspiration, what did they want to do, what were their goals, and then sing a few of their songs, much like we're doing right now. And I loved it. I loved it. But being a small town, you have to get sponsors, and the money ran out, so the show died.
Oh, man.
It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, you pour your soul into it, you know, and it's a great, great idea and a great cause, and it all comes down to money.
Now, the show Columbus was a little different. I was working for another fellow, and we had so many different kinds of things, and I remember one show, I set it up where I interviewed one member of the police department, it was law enforcement, the other was fire department, and the other was emergency medical services, and my daughter's a paramedic, so naturally I pulled her into that. She's the only one who didn't talk a lot, of course, but my goal was to make people realize that, much like our veterans, we owe our existence to these people who put it on the line every day. They don't ask for much out of it. They get a meager salary, and they take home with them all of the horror stories and how do we sleep at night and missing all the events with their family and how much we really owe to those people, and yet we take them for granted. And that was my goal, is just to let them know that we really need to be very aware of these wonderful people all the time.
Right, not just during pandemics, but all the time.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly. My daughter right now, it just left 2 days ago for Chicago because there's a hospital strike up there. It's COVID-ridden in a big sort of way. She's been to Texas and to Louisiana, and now she's in Chicago. And, you know, I sit here. You never get over being a mom. And I sit here hoping that she will get through it okay. It's a dangerous situation up there any way you look at it.
Oh, yeah.
But she is very devoted, and she gives 110%, and she loves what she does.
Wow, she just sounds amazing, you know?
She is an absolutely amazing woman, and it's still hard for me to see her as a woman. She's still a little girl to me, but she is phenomenal.
Well, I'm sure the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, because you're phenomenal as well. I mean, you have a lot of talents
and a lot of
things that you've accomplished, so I'm, you know... And, you know, one of the things I know about you is that you believe that music's more than what you do. It's more than what you do.
Yes.
It's who you are. And you're
absolutely.
Like me. I believe that you know, everyone asks, well, how did you decide to do that song? Or how did you, decide to do this song? And for me, I always tell them, I have to feel it. I have to feel it. I have to resonate with it.
Yes.
It has to hit a heartstring or I don't record it.
Yes. Exactly. And you know, I've done so many songs, and there are a few covers on this newest album that were just things that I loved for a long time that I felt as time went on I could identify with. And I think that's what makes a song a hit, I think. You can have the best pickers, you can have the best singers, and that's wonderful. But what really makes that song a hit, that's the deciding factor, is whether or not you can feel what they're saying and you can make it a part of you and go, I know what they're saying. I know what they mean. And these songs that I put on for Crying Out Loud, it was supposed to be just a sad album to begin with, but then we got a few funny things thrown in there that would make you laugh till you cry. But all of them are things, I think, that certain factions can identify with in a big way.
Absolutely. And I'd like to take a break real quick and play one of those songs that I think is fun and brings a smile to your face. It's called Secondhand Smoke. I'd like to play that and then bring
it. I knew that was
going to
be it. I knew that would be the one. I'll tell you about that when you get finished with it.
Okay, great. Let me play it, and then I'll bring you back on, and we'll talk about that. And then most importantly, how we can get this CD of yours, because I know Christmas is coming up, and, you know, this is going to make a really neat personalized gift. So All right. Here's Alicia with Secondhand Smoke.
Why don't you kiss me like you used to?
'Cause you don't look like you once did.
Hey, baby, look into the mirror. You know you've got some lines you haven't hid.
Well, for your information, that six-pack on your gut is now a keg.
Oh, come on. We both sag a lot these days.
Yeah, I guess we kind of do, don't we? So let's accept each other as we are. Too tired to go our separate ways. Hey, let's just rock on in our rocking chairs and live and love another day. And just keep laughing at each other, 'cause time can't take that away. It's such a long way to the bedroom, and we're both moving kind of slow. We were once naked.
What's new? You don't like me in my clothes.
You think my butt looks big in my jeans.
No, it's your jeans that makes your butt look. No.
Tell me something I don't know.
Hey, look, I admit I ain't no Superman.
Well, honey, I don't have wings and I can't fly.
Hey, I got an idea. How about I just throw some burgers on the grill?
And I can bake an apple pie.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, let's just rock on in our rocking chair and live and love another day. And just keep laughing at each other, 'cause time can't take that away. It's the
trying to keep a straight face after Lisa's song Secondhand Smoke. You said the other singer on that is Kurt Ryle, right?
Yes, Kurt owns Big Matador Records in Clarksville, just outside of Nashville. He's a fantastic person. He's been a musician all his life, and now he has this fabulous studio. And
wow.
He gets the best of the best musicians and brings them in. I was very blessed to have had the choice that he made of musicians. We have on electric guitar, Mike Durham, and acoustic and classical, it was Kurt himself. Then bass guitar was Luis Espiat. Piano was Dane Bryant, who is, oh my goodness, he is just beyond good. Pedal steel, Tommy White from the Grand Ole Opry, and multi award winner Wanda Vick played mandolin and fiddle on the records, on the songs on that album. She plays a little bit of everything. Drums was Dennis Holt, and then Lydia Walker did a lot of the harmony. I did some, she did some. But Kurt was on that song, and he and John Castleberry went into the little studio the night before. They said, let's write a song. And so they threw it together, and they were thinking about how it was to get old. And when I came in, Kurt said, you know, you've been wanting to do a duet with me. What do you think about this one? And I heard it. I said, you know what? You've been peeking in my window. I know you have, because this is us. This describes us to a T. And he said, well, hell, it describes all of us. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so and it just kind of went from there, and we had more fun than you can imagine playing off each other the whole time we were recording that. And it's one of the most fun songs that I think I've ever heard. I don't think there's anything like it out there since maybe You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard a duet like that in a long time.
I haven't heard anything like this in a long, long time, if that. And, you know, and you are right. I mean, it takes a lot of people. Nobody does an album alone. I don't think if you're not sure how it's done, I mean, it takes an army to get a decent record produced, and you know, and you just
and even
it's
though
not,
once it's produced, it still takes an army after you produce it to get it distributed and to have it played and to get response. I mean, it's an ongoing effort.
It is. It's something you spend many, many years doing. But I sure lean on the talent of my musicians, and you know, like my Higher Ground band here in Denver, and the studio musicians there. I use SMS Recording Studios there in Hendersonville with Mike Shrimp, and you know, he brought in some amazing talent too. Of course, you know, again, there it seems like, you know, they're just, everybody's just incredible, but it takes a lot of people. It's just not you as a singer, it's everybody, and it's a team effort to make it incredible.
Right.
So,
you know, in Nashville, it's amazing because it's like people just grew up with this, and if they didn't grow up with it, they came to Nashville because of it. And there are people there with more talent in their little finger, as I was once told, than I will ever have in my entire body. I love to go out to Authentic Coffee Company in Goodlettsville on Friday nights. They have bluegrass, which is not my favorite genre by any means, but I love just watching these people who do it with no effort whatsoever. They just pick up these instruments and they just put it out there, and it's perfect.
And they can play so many different instruments. I mean, they'll pick up a different one and then a different one. It's like, you know, I'm having a hard time playing the guitar, and they're playing, you know, multitudes of instruments and just so talented. Well, and they're singing, and they're, you know, I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, you know, Wanda Vick plays every instrument you can imagine and has been awarded with her performances on those instruments. But Kurt plays guitar, he plays bass, he plays steel. And if you'll listen to the cover that I did yesterday when I was young, he is the one doing that classical guitar. And it's got a little steel and a little mandolin on it. But that made the song.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you can
we
put a vocalist up there and they can be good. But without those instruments,
That's true. And, you know, I played your song yesterday when I was young on my last show last week because, you know, everybody's birthdays were coming up and I dedicated it to that. But it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
I love it. I think it's just the sweetest, saddest thing.
Yeah, but you did such a nice job on that. Really, one of my favorites.
You.
And so your CD's called For Crying Out Loud. And how do they get the CD if they want it? I know you can always email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com. My listeners are starting to learn that. They'll email me and let me know if they want a CD. But how can they get a hold of you or follow you and start following your career and your music and get a hold of that CD if they wanted to give it to somebody special for Christmas?
Well, I'm still in the process of building my website, and I'm running into brick wall after brick wall. But the best way at this point in time is Facebook, I suppose, or Messenger. You can email me, alicia@aliciasingsforyou.com, and that's A-L-I-C-I-A-S-I-N-G-S, the number 4 and the letter U.com. And the website will be called Alicia Sings For You. And the Facebook page is Alicia Sings For You. Messenger, the same thing. So if you can remember that, the Alicia Sings and the number 4 and the letter U, I will make sure you get the album. And I'll tell you, I have another little small Christmas album. And this is going to be a little different because I recorded this right before I left Holiday Inn, which was in 2007. So it was recorded right before that. It was done in a home studio. It's good quality, but it is nothing like the For Crying Out Loud quality because that was professional. But it's still a good album, and it's all Christmas songs, and it's a little different. It's got your Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and things like that, but it's also got Christmas in Dixie and then Vince Vance and the Valiants. Vince, whose name is not really Vince, of course, told me that I could record that, and that's on there. And it's got about 13 songs, but it ends with A Christmas Story by John Henry Falk, that if you won't be humbled by that, you will never be humbled by anything. And it's a very private, personal album to me, and it will be nowhere to be found except through me.
Nice. I love that.
And it's just one of my treasures. It's one of my treasures, and I love it. And I did all the artwork on the album. I did everything myself, so it would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you're extremely talented, and I was incredibly excited to have you tonight on the show, and I just appreciate your time, and I hope I can keep playing your music. If you don't mind, I'd like to keep playing it as much as possible on the show.
Please,
when you have things that come up. Guys, if you can't get a hold of Alicia for any reason, again, just get a hold of me, waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I'll make sure you get hooked up. These sound fabulous, and I'm going to play a song in the interview for Crying Out Loud. I'm going to play that one, and I wish you the best. And
thank you. That song
go ahead.
From
no.
the heart.
Uh-huh.
Because there are so many, you know, you talk to so many people nowadays whose marriages don't work out or who stay together when they really don't feel it anymore. And and it's very sad to me. That was the inspiration for the whole album. And when I wrote that, I thought how sad it is to live together all these years and the kids are grown. And during the course of working and taking care of children, you lose each other. And it's just that and Forever Together Alone, both of those, well, the For Crying Out Loud, not so much, but maybe the Forever Together Alone, that would really be the one. But let me say this, I appreciate you so much. You're getting in touch with me and interviewing me because I love talking about what makes me enjoy my music. And it is a heart thing. And the name of my record label is Heartiste, like an artiste, but spelled Heartiste. And that's my production company as well. Everything I do is from the heart, and I think you must be much like I am when it comes to music.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you again, and just have a Merry Christmas and a better New Year and full of live music and
you
good times and laughter and full of health.
God's blessings on you and yours always. And thank you to all your listeners, by the way, who listen, because that's the key.
No, they make it. They make it or break it. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And here's Alicia singing For Crying Out Loud.
Well, aren't you really something, standing there so tall? When you make me feel so small, you make me sad, you make me mad, the way you cheat and lie. You never seem to care at all when you make me cry. For all the times you stay and brag to all your friends when you were feeling oh so proud, then toss your head and shift the blame and drink and run your mouth. To me, we're good for just one thing, for crying out loud. Backs against the wall. I won't be there to hear you when you're sneaking up the hall. You'll feel so bad that I'm so glad and probably wonder why. I'll be the one who's laughing when I say my last goodbye. Crowd and bragging to your friends.
was our special guest tonight, Alicia, singing For Crying Out Loud, and her CD is called For Crying Out Loud. And I know there's a few friends of mine in Nashville, well, one in particular that I'm thinking of, that could definitely relate to that song. So thank you, Alicia. Thanks for joining us tonight. And again, if you liked Alicia's music, which I don't see how you couldn't, but if you want to get her music, just give us a call or email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and we'll get you hooked up with what you need for the holiday. So again, thanks for tuning in. I have a well wish that I want to send out to William Buddy Baker. I had Buddy Baker on my show back in October, and unfortunately last weekend he was in a car accident. From what I understand, he got T-boned, and so he's in some pain there. But I wanted to play a Buddy Baker song in his honor and send out some well wishes. So, Buddy, I hope you get better and fast recovery. And know that we're thinking of you here at Golden Country Radio Show, and we're still playing your music. This is Buddy Baker with My Hang Up Is You.
Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. Everybody's got one, a hang up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. I'm hung up on the thrill I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up 'cause I need your love to wrap around and my little piece of heaven. You've got to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you.
Country Radio Show, and that was William Buddy Baker with My Hang Up Is You. Thoughts and prayers go out to you, Buddy. I hope you heal fast and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays and wonderful New Year. Hey, next week we've got a special guest, Sam Schmidhuber. Incredible talent, and I've been playing his songs each week. I'm going to play him again now, but please tune in next week and every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we will be interviewing Sam next week. So here's Sam singing Dirt Road World.
He's hanging from my ignition, swinging out on a lazy rhythm. That's about how I feel too, crack up in that Mountain Dew. Only thing you and me got going, just keeping this good day rolling. A little laid back afternoon, honey, sure looks good on you. Bouncing like a cane pole, anywhere the wind blows. Country on the radio, baby, it's a dirt road world. It's a big small town, there's a blue sky bridge, rolling windows down. It's a dirt road world. It's a dirt road. like John Deere Nation. All them old tractors there, don't see that everywhere. Girl, everything we're passing, I can see in your cheap sunglasses. Maybe you can drive a few, let me sit back and enjoy the view. Bouncing like a cane pole, anywhere the wind blows. Country on the radio, baby, it's a dirt road world. It's a big small town, there's a blue sky bridge, rolling windows down. It's a dirt road world, spinning round and round. Slide on over next to me now, girl. It's a dirt road.
To have him share more of his music with you, because I think you're going to be hooked once you hear it, just like you are when you hear Alicia's songs. You know, you're just hooked and you want to hear more and more and more. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Golden Country Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and you can check out my website at julierichardsonmusic.com. And I have my CDs on there. I also have a book that I wrote about John Hobbs and Music Valley's visionary out there in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, you can get in touch with me through that. You can see what's coming up, especially once this opens up and we can get the Higher Ground Band out there playing again. So check out my website. It's got all that information on it. And if you know of somebody that's a special talent that wants to get their music out there, just email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and let me know, and I'd be happy to listen to their music and see if we can, you know, find a spot on the show. So, again, thanks for tuning in. I hope in the next couple of weeks that you don't let the holidays get to you, and you have a special time. And I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to get us in the mood, I'm going to sing Hard Candy Christmas. Until the next time, so long.
Hey, baby, I'll die my head. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far that I lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back. Maybe I'll sleep real late. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my chunk. Maybe I'll just I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bar. Maybe I'll catch.